Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So I have a returning guest that I'm very excited to have on the program again. He is Robert Lara. He is a super guy. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hey there, thanks for having me back.
Hey, just dive in there with the introduction. Listen, I really have been looking forward to having you back on. Robert wrote the book, Naked Retirement. How's that for a provocative title? Naked Retirement, and it's Living a Happy, Healthy, and Connected Retirement. You know, that says it all. So just give a quick bio to our listeners, Robert, about what you're doing, and we'll tell them a little bit more about what's been going on since the last time we talked.
You know, actually, what's nice is I just updated the book. You know, over the last few years, I've been doing seminars and workshops on the topic, and I've just collected a lot more personal stories, and just it's interesting to really interact with people and see what's happening behind the scenes in everyday life and retirement. So just did a fresh update of the book, Naked Retirement, and I wish I could take credit for the title, but it was my wife who was the creative person that came up with it.
All right. Well, I'm not sure I'd be telling everybody, Robert, that my wife came up with that. But listen, whatever you're comfortable with, the website for today's program is retirementproject.org, retirementproject.org. And so let's give our listeners that didn't have the chance to listen to the previous segment we did, Robert, a little bit about what you're after with this book. Because, you know, my listeners know that I do retirement planning every day. And I know that you have a lot of experience in this, but this book's not just about the hard, cold facts and numbers and percentages and running out of money and all these types of things that we're concerned about. But you really speak to a lot of the other non-numbers or non-financial aspects of the transition to retirement.
And that's exactly it. You know, we call it kind of a revealing look at everyday life in retirement. And, you know, what I found, I'm sure you found the same thing, David. You see people who make a very successful transition into retirement, that they go from work to retirement, and it's great, it's a ton of fun, and there's other people who don't make such a transition. And so as I started to explore these things, I really started to uncover some differences of what helps people make a successful transition and what doesn't, and it's taking the time just to look at, like, how am I going to replace my work identity? How am I going to stay connected to family and friends? And how am I going to stay physically fit? And having spent time before I got into financial services as a social worker and a personal trainer, it was kind of a natural fit. And I think now that we're, gosh, a few years into baby boomers turning 62 and 65, mm-hmm. and, you know, we hear about this 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day. Well, now they have been for a couple years, and they're talking. And that's really what it's about, kind of uncovering what's really going on behind the scenes, behind the dollars and cents, with what they're doing every day.
Well, Robert, that's really one of the key questions, because I knew you'd be able to speak to this. What are they saying? What are they saying about that transition? Is it a real mixed bag? Has everybody got, you know, is there a wide range of responses, or are you seeing things kind of coalesce and group together in different categories?
No, it's interesting, because what I'm seeing is a collective anxiety. Hmm. And so retirement's been really far off for everybody. And then all of a sudden people are, hey, I'm 59. Hey, I'm 62. I'm 63. Like, am I supposed to retire? I don't feel like I'm ready to retire. And so there's this series of emotions that people are going through. I kind of liken it to Y2K. Remember Y2K?
Yeah.
Everyone was freaking out, like, oh my gosh, the computers aren't going to recognize it. And even for me, I didn't fill up my bathtub with water. That was the big thing to do, like, fill up your bathtub with water just in case all the systems go bad.
Good grief, yeah.
Well, I didn't fill up my bathtub until 11 o'clock at night, and I'm thinking, hey, I don't want to be the only guy that doesn't have water. And it's the same with retirement, that they're putting off a lot of this everyday life planning until they're a day, a week, 30 days, 60 days away, and realizing, gosh, I got to reconnect with my spouse, or I got to find something to do with all my time. And so there's a lot of stress around it. And so that's why it's received a lot of positive attention, simply because it's taking a real life snapshot of what people are going through.
That's very good, Robert. If you're just joining us, Robert Lahr, our guest, he is the author of Naked Retirement, Living a Happy, Healthy, and Connected Retirement. The website is retirementproject.org. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply, or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we're back. Robert Lahr is on the line. Robert, I want to give people a little bit of expanded background on you. Robert is syndicated columnist for Forbes.com and Financial Advisor Magazine. He's worked previously as a social worker and a personal trainer, as he mentioned, as well as a senior banking executive. He has a Bachelor of Science from Eastern Michigan University. President of, how do you say it, the financial group?
Synergos.
Okay, I didn't want to mess that one up. And co-founder of retirementproject.org, and that's, of course, the website for today's program. And, of course, the thing that we're really enjoying is getting Robert's perspective with his book, Naked Retirement, Living a Happy, Healthy, and Connected Retirement. So you mentioned before the break, Robert, that you're getting a lot of good anecdotal, if not empirical, data about what people are saying about their retirement, making this transition as baby boomers. And 10,000 a day, that's a lot of people. You know, I was going to kind of tie back to what are they saying about retirement? Are we seeing the trend of it kind of evolving where people are looking at retirement differently, where they're maybe not really fully retiring? I mean, what should the folks that are listening to this program who have that in front of them, what should they expect? And if they're already there, you know, give them some perspective on what other people are doing.
Well, you know, it really boils down to, you've got to prepare yourself, you as an individual, as much as you are your money. Lots of people come in, they know their perfect asset allocation, they know how much they can withdraw, they've got all these things set, but they haven't taken those next steps. A lot of times they've thought about them, they're in their mind, but they haven't communicated them. And that's critically important for couples. I can't emphasize enough the problems that retirement causes couples for a couple reasons. A, they put the relationship on their back burner, assuming if they're going to fix it in retirement.
Yeah.
B, what I see is a lot of men, when they retire, they think they're on vacation for the rest of their life. And I receive comments and feedback on a regular basis about, you know, women very frustrated by it. The other thing is, women are scared to death of their husband retiring because they haven't, you know, plan those other things out of where they're going to spend their time or how they're going to interact with them. I had a woman famously say during a workshop that she told her husband, "I married you for better or for worse, but not for lunch."
Yeah, I love that one. That one's circulated everywhere. That one's classic.
And you know, it's a beautiful, you know, but a lot of couples haven't even sat down to have that discussion of, hey, how much time are we going to spend together or apart?
Yeah.
And then there's an interesting phenomenon called in-sync and out-of-sync retirements and what can happen to people. Of course, in-sync being they retire at the same time, out-of-sync one retires before the other, and it actually causes a lot of problems.
Well, and with regard to that second piece, which is the out-of-sync, you know, where you're talking about now who's going to be responsible for what. If one person's still working, then is the one who's retired expected to do everything else? I mean, because now they have the time. And I think the key message that you're bringing to us, Robert, is there needs to be, which is always the challenge, open communication.
And you got it. It's creating that awareness. And again, you know, you're not going to solve this situation right away or in the first discussion, but you're better off talking about it a year or two away from retirement instead of after retirement has happened and they've established a habit of sitting on the couch. You know, stereotypically, again, I'm not saying it always happens to men, but stereotypically, they get into these habits, and without that discussion, causes frustration. And guess what? The rate of divorce among retirees is increasing.
Oh, it's they're calling it the graying of divorce. It's really going, it's going through the roof, unfortunately. Now, let me, I want to come back to something you said earlier, which is very curious to me. You mentioned about men, some of the trend you're seeing is some men see this as retirement as like a permanent vacation. Speak to that a little bit more. Is that coming from women's perspective about how they view that men view it, or is it something where men just self-describe that, hey, look, I'm on vacation, and is that they basically see that they don't have to do anything, or they're just hanging out, or what is that?
It's primarily from women, and I wish I could tell you it only happens once every great in a while, but it happens so often that it's I don't want to say it's obvious, but again, and I don't want to downplay the fact that a lot of men have worked their butts off and sacrificed for years to provide for their family. So I don't want to take away from that, but the real reality of it is retirement comes with some responsibility. You're still responsible for your relationship. You're still responsible for making the most of the life that you've been given. And you can't just sit on your couch, because what happens is, you know, a lot of people turn into conspiracy theorists. They watch news stations all day long.
Oh, come on now, Robert. They don't watch 8 or 10 hours a day.
It's interesting because you can see, too, and I'm sure, Dale, you see this. If a couple comes to your office, and let's say the wife beats the husband to the office, and you say, hey, how are things going? How John or Charlie's retirement? You're going to get a tirade of the things they're not doing and what they're becoming, because they don't have a plan. And if you don't have a plan, something else will happen.
Yeah, that's very true. And I'll add to it. If you don't have a plan, something else will happen to you.
You got it.
I tell everybody that I see that where that's an issue, Robert, and I tell them, you know what? An hour of blank news is good. 6-8 hours, bad. We need to work on some hobbies.
Well, I mean, the other thing that people don't think about is not even just hobbies, but how you get your self-esteem. And, you know, like... just working out, and I'm not saying you got to train for a marathon or go to the gym like you're going to get a six-pack, but just staying healthy and active and engaged, it changes how you feel about yourself. And again, when you're working, you've got all these different ways to feel good and healthy about yourself. Your projects, camaraderie, accomplishing a task or getting a bonus. When you're retired, you don't have those things, and so you have to find new ways to establish your self-esteem. What are you going to do that's going to be an accomplishment for you, that's going to make you want to get up, get active, and be active in other people's lives?
Very good, very good. And the reference to a six-pack by Robert is to abs and the development of your stomach muscles, not to a six-pack of adult beverage. All right, Robert, you're a good guest. Hang in right there. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Robert Lara.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we are back. Robert Lara is my guest today. He's author of Naked Retirement, Living a Happy, Healthy, and Connected Retirement with a six-pack to boost. Good stuff, Robert. So, and the website, retirementproject.org. So let me ask you about this. One of the other things I know that you've, one of your other comments or your thinking on this matter of making the transition in retirement or to retirement is you talk about it being creating a retirement metaphor. And so I use metaphors constantly with people, and I'm not sure if that's the same thing you're talking about, but I want to get your take on that. What are you getting at with saying creating a retirement metaphor?
Well, it's interesting because when you talk to people about retirement, this actually came out of one of my workshops. I had a small group. It was about 6 or 7 people. And as we were talking about retirement and what it means to people, this one gentleman continually had a negative outlook on it. There was nothing positive about it, and as I began to engage him a little bit more, it really turned out to be self-fulfilling. You know, he thought that retirement was basically a death sentence, and that the only thing that comes after it, you're going to die, and you don't have any friends, and nobody cares about you. And you know, it's a lot of times our thinking drives our behavior. And so if you go in with old and outdated ideas about retirement, you may find yourself in that situation. And again, this is the kind of stuff that people just haven't sat down and said, you know what, retirement is like blank. What is it like? And by just thinking about and thinking through those things, you can start to create a very different perception of whether retirement's going to be a good or easy transition for you or more difficult, and start to work on it instead of putting it off.
That's very good. You know, the thing I think that I see when I meet with people, and of course, I'm handling a lot of the financial discussions and making sure those asset allocations you mentioned, Robert, are correct and that they've got enough security and stability and predictability with their retirement income and doing all those things. But there are many aspects to making this transition that, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, they've got to really have a good positive attitude about it, because if they go into it with this, you know, and I think that's where the preparation you've talked about on this and prior shows is that being prepared gets them mentally to make this shift. I'll give you a great example. I've got a client that is, he's worked for the company. He's just retired, and he had a full 40 years in. And I said, well, I have to ask you, what's that feel like? And he says, you know, I've got a list of things around the house that I want to do, but to be honest, I'm still trying to figure it out. And so there's a real risk that he's got to be really careful, because that could very easily spiral and put him in a bad place if he just really can't, you know, quite make that transition.
You know, it's a great point. And that's why I think where you're breaking ground and being smart, I think, just with your radio show and discussions is, you know, advisors are the gatekeepers to retirement. People come to you and entrust you with, you know, hundreds, if not millions of dollars that they've worked a lifetime for. And I think there's an opportunity to begin to just breach the subject and kind of create that awareness, because you're right. And what a lot of people don't know or don't talk about is the dark side of retirement. And what we're seeing is a real epidemic of an increase in alcoholism and drug use.
Yeah, you beat me to it. Oh, that's a real issue, Robert.
And it's the depression, and this is what scared me to death, is that the highest rate of suicide is among white males over the age of 65. That's horrifying.
Yeah, and I can tell you from firsthand conversations that these things you've just described, the alcoholism, the real contemplation of suicide, these things are all things that as people, they're not prepared, because ironically, Robert, if they've done a good job with planning their financial future, or they have a good financial planner who's guiding them and they've got that income, then you know what? There's plenty of financial resources to fund and pay for excesses and making mistakes and making bad choices. And you know, there are stories abound about some of the spirals that people go into, and also for just transition into retirement, a lot of it has to do with self-identification and self-worth and how we measure ourselves and what, you know, who are we and what defines us. And these things are real, and people need to understand that this is not just, oh, well, maybe that only happens, you know, that only happens to these spoiled elite people that have more money than they know what to do with. This happens to everybody.
Well, and you know, the retirement changes a lot. You know, that's the other thing that doesn't get talked about, because it's not easy to look at, but people get divorced, a spouse dies, they have a stroke. A lot of things can change, though, dramatically alter the way you look at retirement. And that, again, David, it's why, like your radio show and things, because, you know, this is a message I want to get out there, but it's worthless without advisors talking individually with their client or to groups in their area about it, because it's about awareness. It is a serious, serious problem if people don't plan for that mental, physical, and social aspects, because it's not common knowledge. And again, you look at our grandparents' retirement. They worked for a company for 40 years.
Yep.
They lived on a pension and Social Security, maybe a little bit of savings, and they died.
That's pretty much sums it up.
And that's not how it is anymore. And so there's a much different path they have to take. And I can assure you that money does not buy good friends, great health, or happy endings. You've got to prepare for those things.
Well, I think you're nailing it, Robert. You really are hitting it on the head, and it's a lot of, you know, again, there's that joke that people spend more time planning their vacations than they do their retirement. I think we could add to that that that's not just about the money piece. That's really a broader statement that we plan these, we plan our vacations, or we even do maybe some strategic thinking about our careers or how we can get ahead in life. But, you know, it's really smart to put emphasis on all these other aspects, because if you don't have the, you know, the social contacts, if you don't have the involvement. And I got to tell you, my mom listened to this program when we did it last time, you and I, she's like, that was so good. You guys are on it. Because she said, you know, when she made the transition to retirement herself, she said, you know, these are all the things I needed to figure out. And so she said, make sure you tell Robert next time you have him on that your mom approved. She's real happy with the book. And if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, that very pleased laughter is from Robert Lara. He is the author of Naked Retirement, Living a Happy, Healthy, and Connected Retirement. One more quick break, Robert, we'll be right back.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation, or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back with Robert Lara. He's our author on the line, author of Naked Retirement, website retirementproject.org. And I got to ask you about this. I'm just going to throw you a nice big fat softball, because I think this is also really important for our listeners to hear this. And that is that one of the things I know that this is a strong belief of yours is that retirement, it's a privilege. You talked about the earlier generations, how they, you know, they worked 40 years, they got their pension, they went on what was in essence then really a long vacation, and they died. But your perspective is that retirement, it is a privilege, especially if you look at it from a global standpoint, the U.S. versus other countries, and how different countries, how the work to retirement phase works. So speak to that a little bit for our listeners, because I think it's real easy for us to take, like a lot of things, retirement for granted.
Well, you know, I do think retirement is a privilege that many people never get to experience. And I think as you start to frame your mind around all that it can be, and really realize that, I think one of the key things that goes along with that is the false projection that sometimes comes with retirement planning that, hey, once you retire, you've got 30 or 40 years to do whatever you want, so take your time. Mm. No, you don't. It changes very, very quickly. And so it's important to step back and say, gosh, what are the most important things about it to me? Because you know, I'd interviewed Rick Warren, who's a pastor for a large church and wrote the book A Purpose-Driven Life, and you know, he said he's been by literally thousands of bedsides of people dying, and nobody ever said, bring me my mortgage I paid off, bring me my trophy, bring me my account balance and my account statements. They always say, bring me the people that I love the most.
Yeah.
And start to change your focus from what the broader financial services industry wants to project, that, you know, money plays a critical role, don't get me wrong, but it's about making good, happy, and healthy choices.
I love it, Robert. And, you know, I have a real life story that I know that you can relate to. I had a client that had worked hard. He had had a variety of challenges over his lifetime. And he came to me for retirement planning. We did exactly that, which included investing and a variety of different things that would provide him with income in his retirement. And he was able to enjoy some retirement, but not nearly as much as what he had hoped for and what a lot of people expect with these longer life expectancies and this expectation of a 30-year or whatever retirement period. And he was able to only have a few years into that retirement. So if you think about how much time we think about or how much time we think we will have, and then what could happen, sometimes does happen, that we really need to focus on the important things. And, you know, it's not just simply a bucket list. That, you know, that's kind of a start, I guess, for a lot of people. But it's speaking, as you said, to focusing on the most important things and making them a priority and being ready with. It doesn't have to be a business plan that is 4 pages, you know, single spaced and bound and collated. Although some of my engineering friends would love to do that when they plan their retirement, and I welcome them to do that because I'll give them the financial plan to go along with it. But it's really being clear about what you want, and I think that's really what this is all about, isn't it?
Well, bottom line, and this is what I try to do with my books and my guides. At the end of the day, It's about creating a no-regrets retirement plan. When you're sitting there taking your last breath, you don't want to have any regrets. And so if you've got stuff hanging out there or got things you want to do, quit putting it off and start doing it and start creating a no-regrets retirement plan.
Well, I like that. And, you know, I have to tell another client's story, Robert. That's a good one. And I had another client that they had done a great job of saving. And they're looking at me and go, okay. And they said, good job, David. We like everything you've done for us. We keep having cash in our bank account. And we're not, I'm like, that's a great problem. We've done a good, we've overplanned. But, you know, it's sometimes, it just, I said, well, look, we basically work through a plan for travel. And it's hard because some, you know, again, I know that some people listening say, well, golly, it must be nice. I want people to hear what I'm trying to say. And what you're saying, Robert, is that we need to be very deliberate because it's not about how many, what those investment statements look like or how many zeros are left over. It's about enjoying. And I have some clients, they take their whole family on vacation or they make a point of traveling. Or so with this client I'm mentioning, we actually sat down and kind of built out a spending plan and where they're going to travel. And you know, then I sent them to the travel agent. But, you know, that's what we're talking about. And it also all the other things that they can give back, which we, you know, we could spend several shows just talking about the opportunities that people have to give back to their community and to the causes they care about. And that doesn't just mean dollars.
And you're 100% correct. And that, again, is where the tie comes back in, you know, because, again, we can talk about raising awareness about these things, but at the end of the day, you do have to have some plans in action. And, of course, someone like yourself can be qualified to walk them through estate planning or gifting options. And I'm sure you would agree that your most successful clients live within a good budget, they save regularly, and they're givers. And, again, that's what life is about. No one's going to remember you because of the dollars and cents, Nestle, but the impact you had on people's lives. And it's a great opportunity. There's a great necessary blend of traditional retirement planning with this new stuff to help people out.
No question. In fact, I'll share with you, since we last talked, Robert, I got my certified trust financial advisor, so I'm all loaded up to help people figure out how they want to leave money to families or do some philanthropic and charitable things and be able, because the thing that's really cool about planning ahead is that you can literally map out what you want to have happen during your lifetime, but also after you've gone and passed on, that you can leave these things in place so that, you know, your charitable causes can be provided for and you can continue to have that impact. Which is just, you know, that's what I signed up for. I think that's
it's a great credential. I spent probably about 8 years as a trust officer, and you want to talk about something that can demolish families. A lot of money and poor planning. And again, it's one of those things that you could build up the perfect family and the perfect environment, but as soon as you're gone, if you don't have a good plan in place, the nickel hits the table. It can be destroyed in a matter of minutes. And, you know, we've both seen it happens on such a regular basis. But, again, that's that next step. Remove the what-ifs and put these plans into place and just feel good about taking those steps. It's really important.
That's what it's all about. Well, we're going to be taking our last step for today, Robert. We are out of time. Robert Lahr has been our guest. The book, Naked Retirement, Living a Happy, Healthy, and Connected Retirement, the website, retirementproject.org. Robert, thank you again for being on the program.
David, I appreciate the opportunity. Hope to be back again soon.
All right, you will be. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.